This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain here as we bring you our Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, don't forget, we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from the frozen tundra in the panhandle of Florida is our friend Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
It's a sweater morning for you, right?
Yeah, I got the dog sweats out. We were going for a little jog at the beach.
Okay, well, these people, watch this. There they go. They went back inside really quick because it's 55 degrees outside. It's clear skies. It's a little bit cool, but it's not unbearable. However, we do have some temperatures to the north of us that are already down in the 40s, a couple of counties north. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we're going to emphasize again those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, it seems that our beloved first president, last president, some kind of president, wannabe president, is having a problem with his approval rating. It's now down to 38%. Wow. In the latest USA Today Suffolk University poll. Over the weekend, it was down to 41% in the Emerson College poll, and there was another poll that had his disapproval numbers at 58%.
Well, everything he touches turns to what Camilla smelled.
Oh, my goodness.
Honestly, has there been a success? His biggest success that he's saying in front of the microphones is pickpocketing the American people for $1.5 trillion, where only like $100 billion actually goes to infrastructure.
110.
And everything else is for pet projects. Mm-hmm.
Yep, $110 billion.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that's his biggest accomplishment. That's what he's crowing about, is the fact that we're $1.5 trillion lighter and we're not going to really see anything for it. You know, no wonder his approval ratings are in the tank.
Yeah,
the guy is horrible.
Yeah, and of course his irresponsible economic policies have created our unemployment and supply chain disaster, with people not looking for work because all these mandates he's coming out with. We had a couple of calls in the last hour here. People are actually now resorting to waiting to see what happens with the mandates before they decide to come back to work, if they decide to come back to work at all.
Well, that's right. When you've got when you've got so much safety net, and I use that word facetiously, when you've got so much safety net apparatus underneath you, that if you apply for everything you can apply for, you can make well over $40,000. I think there's one woman who was making over $50,000 up in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Just by applying for everything she could apply for as far as aid is concerned. Well, when you can do that and just exist off the government dole, as opposed to getting jabbed with vaccines that have side effects that are just almost doubling by the day, you know, you have to give it serious consideration if, in fact, you're giving up. I'm not giving up. I believe the country and capitalism is worth fighting for, but we have to start educating on the beauty of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the only economic system in the history of man that has created a middle class and upward mobility. You know, the only reason it's being hobbled is because government keeps inserting itself into everything. Whenever you hear regulation, that's the government inserting itself into a natural system.
Well,
whenever you hear tax, that's the government inserting itself
mm-hmm.
into a natural system. We have to start pushing back, saying we have to deregulate and we have to stop the taxes.
The federal courts are trying right now to block, if you will, the administration. That's my phone ring. I don't know why. Anyway, the federal courts right now are trying to stop the Biden administration's private business COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Oh, absolutely, and they should. If the courts actually function without political input, today that's a coin toss, then this should all be the mandates. They're not legislated. They're not legislated. A mandate from the Oval Office is not legislation.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing here is this unholy alliance between corporations and the government against the people. Now, by definition, if you're looking at that from 30,000 feet, that is the budding seed of fascism right there,
mm-hmm.
where the government has the private sector doing its bidding against the people. You know, Biden says, we want this mandate for small business. All of a sudden, small business is doing this. We want this mandate for corporations. All of a sudden, the corporations are doing it. We can't have that.
All righty, hold that thought. Going to go to break. We're coming right back with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out what he has to offer. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey, Crystal River, Nissan and Acura located on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, Florida, where there'll be another brand new Moss Nissan in about a month or two. Now, hardly a week goes by that I don't think you'll get a call to come visit somebody at Moss Nissan. That's one of my listeners that's bought a new Nissan, and I do go and I shake their hand and say howdy howdy to them and all that. But the customers come from not just around here, the Tampa Bay area. They come from all over Florida. They come from all over South Georgia, the Panhandle, up and down the East Coast of the United States, the upper part of the Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, you heard me right. Now, they're coming here because of a couple of different things. Moss just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Their motto is plain and simple, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, Moss Nissan also has Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Remember, you got a trade-in? Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. The wholesale price of vehicles has gone up 25% since January, so you could be sitting on a lot of extra money you don't even know about. You could use that to either get a new vehicle or get some money for yourself and take the bus, whatever. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors also get a great deal for themselves. Don't forget to check them out on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget also to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them that, too. All righty. Frank Silvato's back with us from undergroundusa.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have Mary on the line with a question, so here we go. Mary, Mary, what's your question?
My question is more pipe out there more components of fascism, which is the government and corporation together, leaving out by the people, for the people, per the Constitution. Part of that is called dumbing down America. Part of that is called people that can't cursive write anymore. People who can pass from grade to grade without proficiencies in reading and writing. Just let them go on by. That's the dumbing of America. Why? Because the dumber the population is, the easier they are to control. Our population is going downhill instead of uphill. I think that needs to be put out there and piped all over the place. But they can't get it on the TV, and people don't recognize it.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I made a comment here in the last hour about this form of socialism, progressivism, liberalism, whatever they try to tag it. That's not what it is. This is a new form of communism that comes with a combination of things from World War II, Adolf Hitler, what we saw in Italy here earlier this year, and also some of the stuff that we see going on in other countries around the world.
Well, I'm going to lean towards Mary on this one. This is a hybrid form of fascism. It's the mechanism that they're bringing in the new stakeholder capitalism into it. That's the Chinese model. That's central control, and that is what you were talking about. That is the fascism of a Mussolini. That is the fascism of Germany in 1939. It's the fascism of Woodrow Wilson, quite honestly. When you go back and you look at history accurately, the progressives have morphed into fascists that are pushing this new form of stakeholder capitalism, again, the Chinese, communist Chinese model. And because we don't teach, first of all, any kind of recent history in schools anymore, but history in general, we're starting to repeat the same mistakes. Even when I was in junior high school and high school, we got so into the founding documents at the end of U.S. history that we pretty much only made it into Reconstruction. That wasn't by design. It was just we ran out of time. Now they're not teaching any of that at all. So you never get to the turn of the 20th century where the progressive fascist Wilson administration came in, literally being lauded by people like Mussolini himself, sending letters to the Wilson administration saying, "Wow, you're executing fascism fantastic, man. You are to be congratulated." Germany and Italy, going into World War II, learned from us in the Wilson administration. And I do want to touch on one thing that Mary talked about, and that's the cessation of teaching cursive in schools. If you can't read the original version of the founding documents, they can change it anytime they want.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's the danger of not teaching cursive in schools. If you can't read the founding documents, you can't know what's in them. Mm-hmm. Then you're at the control of whoever's typing them out and the nuances they want to inject into language. And that's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of dangerous, the Department of Energy is being run by the former governor of Michigan, Ms. Granholm, and she was asked a question about how come gasoline prices were so high, what were you going to do about it, has the Biden administration got any plans, and she just sat there and went, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, this is hilarious.
Yeah, she did her best Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Not wanting to address the issue. In fact, the Biden administration's energy department is suggesting to the president that he shut down yet another oil pipeline.
A very important one.
Yes. So they have no intention of helping you and your wallets with filling up your gas tank. They're going to exact more pain. If you thought the prices during the Obama administration were bad, this guy is going to shoot them through the roof because they want to destroy the fossil fuel industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they can't get it because of a supply chain issue, they're going to jack it up through taxes.
Well,
one way or another, you're going to see $5 a gallon gas before this idiot's out of office.
Here's what I was told about the pipeline in Michigan that brings oil down out of Canada and moves it back and forth to Canada to the refineries here in the United States. I was told that if this pipeline goes away, it will raise the price of gasoline just in the state of Michigan, rather, 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning, because now that they have the supply chain all nice and hobbled up at the ports, they're going to start doing it at the refineries.
Yeah.
You know, this is a cancer that spreads. They truly, you can't screw this up in the amount of time that they've been in office without a concerted effort and a plan to do so. They want to crash our economy. They want to make sure as many people as possible are on the government dole so they can move forward with things like a universal income supplied by the government. Everything is centrally planned through the government under the guise of we have to act on this crisis. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse, people. So we need more control over your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been thumping on this for a good number of months now, but the governors in these states have to start nullifying a lot of what these people are doing. And when you have really progressive governors like Whitmer up in Michigan just skipping along with the fascists in Washington, mm-hmm. we lose one state, another state to fascism.
Okay.
Michigan, Illinois, New York, California. It goes on and on and on. So governors in places like Texas and Florida, you got to double down, got some hard work ahead of us.
Okay, let's jump over real quick and take a question. And by the way, you're sticking around after the break here. So, Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Cam. I just wanted to ask you, Frank, these people that reports and stuff, you go to press conferences, what would happen if they were just to flat out call these people lying and stuff? In other words, they've got to get more aggressive with them. Do you think that's an option for them? All right, that's it.
Well, go ahead, Frank.
Well, if we had people in the press corps who would actually do that, I would say yes. They do it to every Republican president.
Mm-hmm.
My God, for 4 years they called Trump a liar even if he was breathing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started with Bush. You know, and then before him, his father. They didn't dare say it to Reagan because Reagan was too good of a president. But hell yeah, calling a spade, why not?
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. We're going to break. And folks, when we come back more with Frank Silvato, we're going to do a special tribute at the bottom of the hour for the chairman of the board. Those of you that know what that means, the chairman of the board. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reopened its land and air borders Monday for non-essential travel to foreign visitors from over 30 countries, provided they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Government officials and business leaders say they may never know the full economic impact of the traveler ban on border communities in Canada and Mexico that had been in place since March of 2020. 8 souls lost their lives on Friday at a music festival in Houston, Texas, the Astro World Music Festival. An estimated 50,000 people in the crowd began to stampede towards the front of the stage. The push triggered a panic. NASA is reporting an asteroid the size of the Eiffel Tower is heading towards a close encounter with Earth in December, but there is no need to panic, as the U.S. Space Agency's asteroid tracker says that the potentially hazardous rock will pass within 2.4 million miles of Earth on December 11th. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation. I've been taking this product for over 6 years right now, because of the problem that I've had with my left foot, ankle, and leg that's ongoing. And this is the only thing I've found that's non-narcotic that will actually keep the swelling down, keep the pain down, and that's what I need to have instead of taking the Mobic and Plexeril they were giving me. Now, the combination of the ingredients in this product, turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to fight inflammation as well as lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. And let me tell you something. The best thing about it is it's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something that's good for you anyway. And it only costs $19.95 to get started. That's the 3-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. Go there. You'll find out all the information you want right there. Okay, Frank Silvano, I'm going to bring you back in here real quick. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
It is the 70th anniversary of the chairman of the board's first performance in Las Vegas. And listen to this.
City in the whole world.
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray.
You remember that song?
Oh, of course. How could you not?
I'll tell you what. They played that at every ball, a fireman's ball, a policeman's ball. Of course, they played it at New Year's, too, you know, all over the place. And it's still popular today after all these years, the chairman of the board.
No, he's iconic. It's one of those. He's one of those artists that reached an echelon that transcends generations. You know, there are people my age, younger than me, in their 20s, who are Sinatra buffs just because of what he is. He's from the era of, like, Marilyn Monroe, the Rat Pack. You're getting into a golden age of entertainment there where you know, big bands were behind a singer, where it had to be like clockwork, rehearsed, you know, without mistake. Perfect kind of music, and he touched the people. He had New York, New York. He had Chicago. He had he did San Francisco, even though it was Tony Bennett's song, "Left My Heart in San Francisco," "Fly Me to the Moon." You know, the hits are one after the other, and they're timeless. You can't go to, and I defy this. You can't go to a wedding anywhere in the United States from any demographic where at least one Sinatra song isn't played.
You betcha.
You know, so timeless, you know, 70 years goes by too quick when you're talking about the arts. There are people who have been number one artists who you can't even recall today because they haven't had the staying power of a Sinatra. Sinatra's timeless. He's going to live on forever.
Yep. Now, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has made a decision, or I'm sorry, will be making a decision next week on whether or not he's going to run for the Senate in New Hampshire.
Well, he's got a legacy name, that's for sure.
Yep.
If you remember his father.
Yep.
So the apparatus is behind him. Now, some of his decisions have been a little iffy. When you're talking about being a Republican, but then again, that's being a Republican from New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it'll be interesting to watch. I think Republicans are going to have a very good showing in the next two cycles, whether it's in the House or in the Senate, you know, because of what's going on in Washington today. And some of the lessons that people are waking up from the Obama administration dripping over into the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is one of those, let's see how he lays out the apparatus and if they get behind him up there.
All right. Now, before I go to the caller that's on the telephone line here, Donald Trump has declared that he's going to be very involved in the midterm elections.
No, I believe that his endorsement means something. But what's more important than his endorsement is his clarification of the platform that served the nation well. If he's pointing out that people who are running and he's endorsing hold that platform and they're not just Trump sycophants, then his endorsement means everything in the world. It's the platform. Remember, it used to be it's the economy,
yep.
Stupid?
Yep.
Now it's the platform, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, well, here we go. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs has been waiting patiently. So, Mel, what's your question for Frank?
Well, yeah, to go back to the chairman of the board for one second. He long pulled over New Jersey for the limelight, the skyline of Manhattan, where he could see from his home, and that's why he had to get out and hit the road and make his stand in the world from Hoboken, New Jersey. But, Captain, I know this Mary had called in previously, but I called them to clarify, you know, my vaccine hesitancy forced me to have to take a unpaid leave of absence from my job. Okay. Now, I don't sit home on my backside, as Chris had mentioned, like millions of others like myself don't. I have to go out, and I have to find something else to do, which I've got.
Okay, what's your question?
Which is, No, well, the question is, I'm not, it's more of a statement than a question. I want, an agreement to, because I mean, you don't have to agree, but I don't sit around. I'm going to work off the book because I'm not going to pay my taxes to this fraudulent government.
Okay.
I will work off the book.
All
right. I will do something else.
Thank you very much. Okay. That's, I know where he's going with that, Frank, but what do you think?
Well, you're rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm.
You do live in a country where you actually have, to a certain extent these days, freedom of choice. But we do have obligations to the Constitution. We all signed up with this compact. Our states, the states we live in, the citizens of those states, those 50 states have entered into a compact to form a federal government. We all agreed to pay for common defense. And certain basic common goods. The issue here that many taxpayers, and I'm sure Mel's one of them, is taking issue with is that the federal government has moved just eons beyond where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to be doing as per the Constitution.
Right.
We talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're tasked with providing a common defense, yet they have to pass all of these pet project bills, these pork bills, before they even make sure that the military is funded. That's not the way it goes. It's not the priority. You take care of what the Constitution says you must take care of first, and then you talk about everything else second.
Yep,
they've got it all in reverse.
Mm-hmm. They're 31 days beyond the budget being in and the military budget being put into, two different budgets.
And now is a perfect time. I know there was a big push when the Tea Party was doing it, and it was a good try, but it came up short. But we've got to keep thumping on this. We've got to take a page out of the progressive, now fascist, playbook from the beginning of the 20th century and bring it into the 21st century by being relentless until we achieve a goal. And what we need to do is have radical reform of the tax system in the United States. Income tax allows for politicians to manipulate everything and create an era of crony capitalism where they reward their people by carving mm-hmm. out taxes for them.
No,
what we need to do is we need to either switch to a consumer, flat, or fair tax. And we have to be relentless until we get it.
Yep. Now, we just got an email here from our friend Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. It says, thank you, Captain and Frank. Yes, that is it. Soft fascism, where the corporate world steps into the shoes of big government and executes the wishes and curries favor with big government.
Yeah. This is where we are. If you still believe that we live in a constitutional republic, you have not been paying attention. We haven't been that for a very long time. We haven't been that since the 17th Amendment.
Right.
So if you want to get back to good, we got to start empowering the states.
You bet. To be continued on Friday.
Oh, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there. Check out his website. See all the different things he's involved in. I'm sure you're going to like it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is when we talk to our Sports Zone quarterback himself, namely Patrick Hyland. And by the way, Patrick Hyland has another business which he really makes his money on. And this is it right here.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Big game tonight, Chicago Bears at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Da Bears.
As Howard Cosell would say back in the day. So,
speaking of sports.
There you go.
This is Howard Cosell on Speaking of Sports. All right. By the way, I know somebody down the hallway that's real interested in that game.
Yes, Mr. Ken. Mm-hmm. Curious to see how they come out. And Mr. Joe Weaver's Cleveland Browns put on the Bengals last night, 41-16. And Joe's a big Browns fan, and he'll definitely want the Pittsburgh Steelers to go down to the Chicago Bears, especially after last week's game between Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
How about Denver?
It's unbelievable, Captain. 30-16. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Going to Dallas and just, I don't know. You know, the game that nobody cared about, the 1-7 Texans against the 1-7 Dolphins. Miami won 17-9. And then this was a little shocking. New Orleans let Atlanta come back and beat them 27-25.
I was not surprised when I saw what was going on there.
Yeah, kept going.
Matt Ryan was having a hell of a day.
Yeah, he played well. It's funny, he has his off days and on days right now, so we'll see. I don't see them making the playoffs this year, but we'll see what his future holds. Las Vegas Raiders go out to East Rutherford, the Meadowlands, and the Giants put it on them 23-16, but they're going through a lot of turmoil out there in Vegas, so we'll see if they bounce back from that next week.
And then there was the Packers.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Aaron Rodgers not playing yesterday.
He may get suspended, I heard, during that game. I heard the announcer say that he might get suspended.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was Jordan Love's first game, and he didn't look exactly impressive, Captain, to say the least. So
no.
I guarantee they're thinking, you know, that's going to.
Well, Colin Kaepernick's available.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
he'd fit right in. He'd fit right in up there in Green Bay, wouldn't he?
No, that's probably the least place he'd fit in. So that's why you'd say that. Sir.
Hey, listen. How about the Rams and the Titans last night?
Great ball game. Great
ball
game. I mean, Derrick Henry not playing, and you have
A.D. Peterson.
Yeah.
And he scored the winning touchdown.
Yeah. 16. I mean, they put it on them, man. They're a good team. The coach is great. He played under Belichick, and he's learned a lot. He's beat Belichick. Not many coaches can say that, you know, so in a playoff game. So they're looking good. They're looking good. This is the surprising game of the day to me, Captain. I'm sure to you, too. If I told you before the game that Jacksonville would score 9 points, you'd go, okay.
And win the game.
And win?
Yeah.
And win the game, you go, now you're losing it, Patrick.
Okay.
And they win 9-6. How does Buffalo only put 6 points on the board against Jacksonville?
I'm still stuck on that one. No.
Makes no sense. I mean, very, very questionable. But yeah. The most exciting game today was Minnesota and Baltimore, you know, 34-31. What
overtime.
Ball game.
Overtime.
Yeah. OT.
Hey, let's talk a little college because we got a team down here in our area. And by the way, we carried them here on my flagship station, the Florida Gators. Dan Mullen.
Yes, sir.
Dan Mullen let the defensive coordinator and the offensive line coach, John Hevesy, go. Which more than likely will save his job.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I don't know if anybody's going to be running to go get coach under him after that, Captain. So we'll see how that pans out. I don't agree with that. You know, Don Shula, you know, he never let one of his assistant coaches ever go in his whole 10-year coaching in the National Football League. That's pretty impressive. So. You know, he always took the heat if he didn't win. I respected Don Shula for that.
Who's the best team in college football right now?
Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
So all our friends up there in Georgia and Athens and Atlanta. Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Okay, because Cincinnati and Alabama are getting close to who's number two and who's number three.
Well, that's going to be the interesting part about it. You know, we're going to see if Alabama loses any more games before the SEC championship game. And let's suppose they do, and they happen to beat Georgia in that SEC championship game. Boy, that's going to make this college bowl system really spin on a dime.
You betcha.
So, and we'll see how that pans out, so at least. Want to give a shout-out to Cal Larson. He won the Cup championship yesterday, so
yep.
Congratulations to him. Some good NASCAR this year. You know, didn't talk much about it, but let's keep a better eye on that next year. Football this year has really been up and down, Captain. Scores and things happening just don't make sense to a lot of people. And a lot of injuries, a lot of things happening. So hopefully the NFL will get back in gear. And college ball is doing well, which is nice. Cincinnati, you know, at least they were smart enough to put them back in the top four. Because if they go undefeated, you got to let them play in the championship game. I don't want to hear they didn't play anybody during their schedule. They played everybody they faced. we need to stop doing that and stop looking at the TV ratings and put the teams that are on the field that did the job. Your record is your record.
Well, I got news for you before I have to let you go. We've got the,
yes,
the Fab Three, I guess we'll call them, Solar, Freeman, and Correa, are all up to be free agents. They're all going to hit the market, and I don't think all three of them will be in Atlanta next year.
Well, it's going to be tough. You're on the
one, right? Maybe. Yeah. One maybe, but not all three.
Oh, and the Astros, too, losing people, the Braves. It's going to be interesting to see who's going to win it all next year. But, again, congratulations to Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. Captain, if I just do one quick shout-out, I'll be at Leo's tomorrow from 11:30 to 3 o'clock discussing Medicare on Palm Harbor in 19. So go see the captain at 11:30 at Mission Barbecue, and then come see me at 2 o'clock at Leo's. So there you go.
All right, see you later.
Thanks,
see you later. All right.
Bye-bye.
Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. All right, final segment here brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around for a long time, and they've been one of our first original sponsors here on the program. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You'd be glad you did. They're great people. Now, a lot of stuff is going to transpire today in D.C. There's lawsuits coming up against the government and vice versa and this, that, and the other. It looks like as if there's going to be many more indictments, we're being told, by the people that are leaking things, not that they know anything any more than anybody else, but it looks like there's going to be many more Durham indictments likely in connection to the Steele dossier. This is coming from the former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratliff, who's saying that. Now, a lot of things are going to happen there. Will they get to Hillary? No. Will they get to some of her top underlings? Probably. Probably. So, think about this for a second as I hear the music coming up in my ear. Durham's been taking his you know, time doing what he's been doing. I got no problem with him doing what he's doing as long as it yields the kind of results that we think we're going to see. So, we'll see what that is. All right. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a busy Monday. It'll be a busy Tuesday. Make sure you turn the heat on if you haven't already. 55 degrees and clear here in Tampa at the moment. And I'll see you all later. God.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.